We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
Look at these donkeys, donkeys, donkeys. Bunch of...
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the Devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, donkey of the day for Wednesday, July 12th goes to a New Jersey couple, Joseph Morosky and his wife Kathleen. Now, Joseph is a former field director for the Old Bridge Soccer League, and they have been arrested after allegedly stealing $91,000 from a youth soccer league fund. That's right. They made a series of unauthorized withdrawals from the organization's account for personal purchases. When you hear what these personal purchases are, you will understand why they are today getting the credit they deserve for being stupid. Let's go to News 12 New Jersey for the report, please.
A married couple arrested and charged with stealing more than $90,000 from a youth soccer organization in Old Bridge. Kathleen Morosky was the former president of that league, her husband a field director. After months of investigating, it seems the couple used the money for expenses related to a Disney World trip and Amazon purchases. Those are at least the allegations this morning.
They took $91,000 from these children for personal purchases, including but not limited to expenses related to a trip to Disney World, an extravagant party for their child, Amazon purchases, and utility bills for their home. Let's talk about the trip to Disney World. Joseph and Kathleen, you were the former field director for the Old Bridge Soccer League, a youth soccer league, a nonprofit dedicated to spreading a love of soccer to the youth of Old Bridge, New Jersey. Let me tell y'all something. There's nothing that can garner money quicker than kids in need. I don't care what it is. If you see a bunch of Girl Scouts selling Thin Mints, you're going to buy them. Okay, you don't even know what they're selling them for. They just kids, Girl Scouts, and they got them Thin Mints or those damn S'mores. Let me get a box of Adventurefuls too. You're going to get them. All right? We'll get to that. Kids selling things are the reason I have a bunch of double goods gourmet popcorn at the house right now, because I always have a friend that has a child that is selling double goods popcorn for something they're doing at school. It's like back in the day when we used to have those candy bars we had to sell for fundraisers. Y'all never had to do that?
Yes, man. Missed those days.
And you get prizes?
Man, what was it? The world's finest candy bars and the Nestle that would come in a, it had crunch on the front and almonds and caramel. I don't even remember what we were selling those for. Maybe a field trip. I don't recall. I just know that those things were not hard to sell, because if you a kid and you want to go somewhere and you tell adults selling these is going to help me get there, then you're going to get the help.
Facts.
You heard Envy clearing his throat earlier. He was trying to get my attention, because right now Envy is selling bracelets for his daughter. Okay, everybody in this room has told him, no, we don't want one.
That's not true.
We haven't heard for the cause. What's the cause?
That's what I'm talking about.
A young
entrepreneur.
This is her first business at age nine. She's just turned 10.
No.
I'm a young entrepreneur.
The women here bought them.
That's right. No.
What is the cause?
E-Man is hitting it right on the head.
She's a young entrepreneur.
Nope.
She got to learn about L's. How to take a few L's.
So she's just doing it to have money in her pocket.
She's a young entrepreneur.
No.
She's creating a business.
What is the cause? Is it for cancer? Talk is it for him. A field trip at school?
That's right.
Because if she's just out here, she need to learn about the real world.
That's right.
Now, if it was for cancer, it'd be a no for me.
No, the cause is LC. It's for the cause LC.
What E-Man is saying is absolutely
London
right.
Casey. That's the name, London Casey, LC?
Oh, yeah, no.
What's she going to spend the money on if she gets said money?
And her parents are already rich.
That's what I'm saying, bro. It's a scam.
That's subjective.
What Emmanuel is saying is absolutely right. Your daughter does not have a story with it. There is no my daughter is raising money for such and such.
And I know she didn't make those.
She did.
Cap, prove it. Mm-mm. How old is she?
She's just turned 10.
Mm-mm. Cap, I have an almost 10-year-old. Didn't make that.
She don't make bracelets.
She does.
Those look too good, right?
Yeah, facts.
Well, my daughter's a little advanced then. But yes, she did make them.
We not buying your daughter's bracelets just so she can have some pocket change. Okay? And that is the mistake Joseph and Kathleen made, and that is why they are getting the credit they deserve for being stupid right now. If y'all wanted to go to Disney World and take your child to Disney World, all you had to do was put your child on the soccer team if they weren't already, and then raise money for the whole team to go to Disney World. It's summertime. That would have been a great summer vacation. Y'all raising money for a team bonding session to Disney World. You would have got that easily if you was raising money for the kids to go to Disney World, unless, of course, the team was trash. If the team was trash, they don't need to be going to Disney World. They need to be going to practice. But I looked up the median household income in Old Bridge, New Jersey. You know what the median household income in Old Bridge is?
I don't know what that is, period. What is
it? It's a town. Old Bridge, New Jersey is a town, Philip.
I'm talking about the medium.
that means like average.
The average, middle.
The middle. The median household income is over $110,000. Okay?
So what does that mean?
That means that's a great neighborhood. All right. Y'all would have got that money, and that money would have covered a trip for you and your child to go to Disney World. But also other people's kids would have gotten a chance to go to Disney World, too. And y'all would have avoided having matching mugshots.
Facts. You hear that, Envy's daughter?
Please give Joseph Morosky and Kathleen the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones, please.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day.
Do you like those braces?
I do. I have two on. I purchased two.
Come on, man. Fathers don't count. Not like that. Let me.
He didn't even tell us the price. You know what I'm saying? He's like, yo, my daughter made bracelets. Buy one.
You didn't ask.
How much did it cost?
How much you willing to spend?
I ain't got it.
Oh, nah. It's a scam. It's a scam. For sure. For sure.
That's crazy. That's one of them Akon bracelets that he got from Shantae.
Now, I picked this one for you, Charlamagne. It's a nice rainbow one. I think you should purchase this one, bro.
I'm cool. I ain't got it. I ain't got it.
You pay for it another way.
All right. So, are they like $10?
No.
All right. Because she an entrepreneur. Are they like $50?
No.
How much are they? Why you won't tell nobody the number?
Because they're $4 each.
Okay. Well, in that case, no.
Nah, that ain't it.
Cheap bad bracelet.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, LC. You know what?
I'm good, LC. Have a good day. Tell BTP.
See, that's what's wrong with this world, right? This young entrepreneur trying to be an entrepreneur, create a business, and nobody wants to support.
There's no story.
You got attached to a call, attached to a story.
I'm literally not buying it.
Where are the tears? I need tears.
You know what? Shout out to BET.
Say my daughter. Say my daddy need. My daddy getting gray again. He can't afford Beijing.
Yo, shut up.
He need the Just for Men back in his bed or something.
Yo, BET. We'll see you guys
my
tomorrow.
My daddy need another nose job.
I never got a nose job. Don't you put that out there. Don't you lie. Don't you lie.
Something.
BET, we'll see you tomorrow. Everybody else,
the Dominican family reunion. We trying to raise money for it. I want to see the Dominican side
like
of the family.
Spirit stick off of Bring It On. You ever seen Bring It On?
I'm not Dominican.
Bring It On. What you talking about?
Goes to Hades.
If you drive it, go crazy.
I don't like y'all. And I like y'all.
Oh, whoever man. Drops the stick goes to Hades.
800-585-1051. Let's talk Larsa Pippen and Michael Jordan's son, Marcus. Now, you know, Michael Jordan came out and said, you know, somebody asked, did he approve the relationship? He said no. So let's take it out of them. 800-585-1051.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Nah, bro.
What's the question, Charlamagne? I hate y'all.
Well, nah, you know, because you brought up the Larsa Pippen thing, but then I was having a conversation with a couple of my partners yesterday, and we were talking about when you proposed to your wife, right?
Yep.
And I feel like you should ask the pops. They didn't ask the pops. So it's just basically like you want pops' approval. You know what I'm saying? Like
should
Michael, you, like in that situation.
Should you get your family's approval before you date?
Yeah, yeah. Not date, get married.
Okay.
No, you shouldn't. What is up with all of these weak ass traditions?
If you had daughters, you wouldn't want the person that want to marry your daughter to ask you?
Absolutely, you do.
Show is respect.
Hello, Philip.
But we'll talk about it when we come back. 800-585-1051.
You get game or you get kids? Get one.
Damn.
I can tell y'all don't like each other. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic. And at higher risk, get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.